We're back.
Welcome to
The On-Call Room,
a Grey's Anatomy podcast
with your hosts,
Abby
and Brie. Oh, I would love to be. We should do an episode where, like, we switch roles.
How would we do that?
We just try to, like,
let's brainstorm.
We just try to, like, manifest. That's not the right word. Sink into what sort of, like, be the person that we're
that we were always meant to be.
Yeah.
Each other.
Yeah, yeah.
But that would, I feel like people's feelings would get hurt because we would, like, try and act like the other person and be like, bitch, I don't act like that. I don't say those things.
I think, Brie, okay, I have a revelation for you. I think, because
I want a revolution. Wait.
I was trying to think of the I want a revolution,
not a revelation.
So listen to my declaration. So I think... Nice background music.
Yeah.
I've met recently a lot of listeners because of what we'll talk about in a second.
Okay.
They all like you.
What?
Like, and I'm not, like, trying to whatever, like... You are the reason people listen to the podcast.
That is not
true. And now you know how to upload it. So truly, like, for except for the...
See, Abby, computer. It's been really fun. It's been a great three seasons.
I feel like...
It's, ladies and gentlemen of the on-call room, I will be splitting off for my own podcast.
Spinoff, yeah.
Called the on-call room. A spinoff.
I feel like that's what's going to happen because... oh, those bars are very large.
I think it's going to be fine.
Should we turn it... Turn, wait,
turn the gain down?
No, I have the gain.
No, I have the gain.
It says gain right here.
What's mine, then?
Volume.
Hmm.
We'll try that. That looks better. Yeah.
Oh, it's usually the opposite way when we record.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, you got all the power.
I'm Brie.
We did it. We manifested it.
I am Brie, and I'm splitting off, leaving Abby in the dust.
I would never do that to you. You are the reason why this podcast runs. You bring so much insight.
Not anymore. I like would like to say to the... In front of everyone. How you... I didn't even know what day it was. And I was like, oh my God, look, a new episode.
I did it.
I know you did.
John taught me how. But I... Continued.
You continued. You have a job where you know what day of the week it is.
Yeah,
I have no idea what day it is.
Well, that's okay, though.
Today, after a phone call, I said, I hope you have a great weekend.
You're like, it's Monday. No, it's not. Yes, it is.
It's Monday, yeah.
It felt like a really long day today.
Yeah, I don't know why I went to the mall. Well, I do.
Wait, what? I didn't know you went.
I was looking for something. I don't even know what I was looking for.
Where'd you go?
I went to Rivertown because I...
Oh, no.
Yeah, first of all, I feel too old to go in any store there. Like, all the ones I normally go in, like, I'm definitely too old.
Except for Yankee Candle.
Yeah, never too old. And then also, there were so many young people at the mall just hanging out.
Why?
Because it's summer vacation.
Oh.
And, like...
Is that what we did?
And then there's this shoe store, which I really like because they sell, like, grandma shoes. Like, it's called The Walking Company. Big fan of it. Like, very comfortable shoes.
Love it.
And I went in, though, and I was immediately pissed off because the woman was like, oh, are you looking for something in particular? And I was like, no, I'm just browsing. That's, like, my line to be like, leave me alone.
Well, that's, I think, everyone's
line. And I say, like, I'll let you know if I need something in a size. Like, I even take it a step further.
Love it.
And then she's like, oh, okay, cool. So what you got? How's your Monday going? And I was just like...
Shut the fuck up. How dare you?
And I was just like not making eye contact and being like, I feel bad. I know it's her job. And I also know she gets commission.
And also probably not that many people come into the walking company.
No.
So is that what it's called?
Yeah.
And so when people do come in, they're like, people, hey, what's up?
Right.
Socialize.
They're like robots. And I was like, oh, it's pretty good. She's like, oh, not many people say that about the Mondays. And I was like, I like Mondays. She's like, oh, why? What do you do? And I'm like, fuck.
Here we go.
Sometime, next time I want to be like, oh, I work at McDonald's. Or like, I'm just going to say something that leads to no second questions.
You should make up. You should say, no, I was going to say I do a podcast, but that's not good.
Too many questions. It needs to be something with zero.
You should say I'm a teacher. But then they'll be like, where?
Yeah.
Where?
What grade? And then I have to go. So instead I just like was as short as possible. I like with my eyeballs looked at all the shoes and was like, oh, bye. Like,
yeah.
There was probably shoes there I wanted.
I don't ever get follow-up questions about my job.
What do you say though? Like,
I'm an office manager at a chiropractic
company. Yeah. That's because they don't understand what that even means. Because yeah. it's so high tech. And so that is what I will say.
So that is what I will say.
Or I'll say, like, I sell digital space on the dark web.
Oh my God. They'd be like, 911.
I'm a porn star.
I'm a porn star.
What if they laugh then and then I just stare them straight yeah. in the eye and I shop at the walking company?
You should just be like, I am a trophy wife.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a. But then they'll be like, you have a ton of money, so they'll want to sell you something.
I'm
going to
say
more.
I'm a gold digger.
There we go.
Or I'm going to say my husband just died and I inherited his life insurance, so I'm here browsing shoes at the walking company.
Could you leave me alone? I'm grieving. Thank you.
Okay, these are... I would be too scared to try one of these.
Because you'd, like, bust out laughing. They'd be like, your husband just died. Why are you
and
laughing?
And I'll be like, I don't know how to handle grief. Yeah. And then I'll hug her. Oh, this would be so fun.
Can I be, like... Can you it be, like, be candid there. Camera? I'll be...
Yes,
videotaping
you can
it.
Tell me what to say through my ear.
This will go on our YouTube channel that we don't have, but we're right. going to start.
That we could have.
That's our spinoff.
Right. So, needless to say, don't go to the mall. Ever.
No, I think the malls are going to all die soon.
I do too.
They're not living things.
But I like things like by Breton Village, like all those stores.
Yeah, I think like outdoor malls like yeah. will stay because there's more boutiques and shit. I think people are shopping in smaller companies now. Mm-hmm. And they're not... I mean, like what? Like Sears closed? Penny's is probably going to blow up soon.
I thought of you when I walked by Kohl's.
But fucking Kohl's is never going to close because it's such good deals.
You will keep them in business.
Because I will keep them. They sell, like, they're starting to sell food now.
Whoa.
Which is crazy. And my sister and I were talking about it. We're like, that's a terrible idea because it's like someone set off a bomb in there every time you walk up. There's shit everywhere. It's like potato chips are going to be in like the shoe section.
Do you think that's what their department will look like too? Just like a bomb?
Oh, yeah. There's just going to be like buckets of like plantain chips and like...
I actually think about groceries. I'm taking my shoes off. I'm getting comfortable.
Great.
I think about grocery stores a lot and like... how much they have to throw away, how they know how long things have been there. Like, that has got to be a crazy system.
Yeah, it's federally regulated. And
I feel like we're going to get a message now from a listener who's
is
like,
it
I work at a...
FIFO? Is that what it is?
FIFA is soccer.
First in, first out.
Oh, I don't know that.
Yeah, so, like, every time they put... It's, like, federally regulated that when, like, you get a new thing of lettuce in... The newer shit goes in the back. So that's where you should actually grab all your produce from.
That is what
from.
I do, like a dickwad. I reach for the back.
Yeah, because it's first in, first out or whatever. Yeah. So there's all these regulations.
They should switch that up on us just so that, like... Because I feel like no one's buying the lettuce that's still good, but not as good. And then it's just a waste.
Well, and then I wonder, like, what is... People probably know this, but is there a certain point that you can donate the food?
Right, that's what I want to know, too. Listeners, let us know. So one of you for sure knows this.
Yeah.
We've got forensics. We've got physician's assistants. We've got things.
We've got people who know a lot more than we do.
Yeah, which, speaking of that, I don't want to talk too much about her because she's going to be a patron on the show for the finale of this season. That's who's like got, we have slated for it. But one of our listeners I met in real life.
In Colorado?
And one of our patrons. Yeah, she went to our workshop.
Okay, well, first of all, say a little something to the listeners about what you just did this past week, because it's dope.
Yeah, so listeners, when I'm not podcasting, I do wedding photos, and two other photographers and myself, we do a workshop in Colorado. It's our fourth one. We're not doing anymore. We're going to change it up. But it's called Own It Workshop, and there's like 20 photographers that come in. The first year there was two guys, the second one there was one guy, and there hasn't been men in 2 years. except Wynn, who does it with me, who was on the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
He was the very non-knowledgeable Grays fan in like season two.
And people were probably really irritated with him.
Yeah, but in real life he's a wonderful human being. And we do a workshop, so it's like basically summer camp for adults who are also wedding photographers. And we stay in a ginormous cabin, like in the mountains, and we don't know anyone, and they all come together, and it's like magic because what I've learned, I'll get a little deep for a second.
I love that.
Is that the amount of effort that it takes to like sit down in front of someone you don't know and learn about them with an open mind, not like just learn about them to get through it, but like whatever, the odds are pretty high, especially if you like, they all are interested in the same thing, but like we all became friends. I would say there was, like, no outliers. Like, everyone meshed really well. And, like, we went from day one to meeting to the first night people crying to, like, the second and by the third night, like, people being best friends. Oh. And, like, it's really crazy how in our, like, daily lives we get so busy and we, like, don't even have time to, like,
connect with other humans.
Right. And so when you take 3 days where you put yourself in a mountain where there's no fucking phone service and you just, like, sit and you talk and you deep dive, like, on things, how quickly you can actually build relationships. And wow. So, because it's really not that hard to make friends. We just don't have time.
Like, and I think you have to be open to being vulnerable.
Well, right. And we start the workshop with, like, hi, the only way this is going to be beneficial for you is if you, like, get vulnerable.
Yeah.
And so, like, inviting that space and then, like, letting it happen is really magical. And I'm sure, like, I mean, I would love to stay in touch with all of them. The odds that it happens are low. But, like, I mean, we've done over, I think there's over 50 or 60 people that have come to these workshops. And I, like, probably at least once or twice a year talk to each of them. And they live all over the U.S.
So that's,
it's really
awesome.
Special. Yeah, yeah. It was really special. It was really amazing.
And it was probably super special because it was the last one of these that you're doing.
Yeah, it was very, like, everything was sad. But I think about, like, it made me actually think about Grace. Bring it back real quick.
Yeah.
Like, they're all in the same profession and they all can commiserate on the same things. And I think that's why, like, so quickly, sometimes we're like, how did they become friends? How did they date so fast?
Yeah.
But I think when you're, like, in the same little tiny worlds where, like, your issues and your problems and your successes and, like, everything is the same, it's really easy to, like, quickly bond. And yes. So I just feel like it just felt like we were all interns. Like, they, it was their intern year and they were all, like, buddy buddy by the end. And I was,
who were you?
Oh, I'm definitely Bailey.
Okay, I knew it.
I am the Nazi.
Who is Wynn?
Ooh. Who's, like, maybe, like, Arizona Robbins?
Oh yeah, like wheelie shoes,
like,
and
yeah, like, but knows his shit, but is also on wheelie shoes and, like, yeah, whatever. And then Ellie is, like, like, heart. Like, all heart. I'm trying to think who that would be. Like, just super...
Not what's her name who hugs everyone?
Not Sydney. Like Sydney, but less. Like, no ounce of annoying.
Kepner?
Oh, yeah. She's Kepner. 1,000%. Wow. There we are.
We have it.
I'm Bailey, though, so that's fun.
That's really cool.
Like, I think sometimes they're scared of me.
But isn't that kind of a nice feeling?
No, sometimes you, like, I would love another Bailey to come in.
Oh, like, you don't always want to be Bailey.
No, but you have to be.
There is only...
Because there's a Kepner and a Robbins.
Yeah, and so you have to have a Bailey.
Yeah,
I bet Bailey feels that way too sometimes.
Yeah.
That's why I think, spoiler alert, she's, like, trying to do some other shit right now.
Yes.
She doesn't want to be...
She's fucking tired.
Yeah, she's burnt out.
So, yeah, I said the next time, like, I would like to speak at a workshop that I don't actually also have to run the workshop.
Oh, yeah, that...
Because it's, like, it's tired doing both. But it was incredible. So, anyways, you guys will hear more from her. Her name's Kelsey, and she's a PA. And she showed me a horrifying photo of someone who's blew their hand off with a firework.
Holy fuck.
She was like, do you want to see it? And I was like, no, yes, no, yes.
Back and forth.
And then I was like, I'm going to look. And then I regretted it.
Is it stuck in your mind?
Yes, I can picture, like, it. Like, bones, fingers blown off. And that's, like, what she fixes.
Is she a physician's assistant?
Yeah.
Yeah. Is she in, like, the ER?
ER, yes.
Shit, dude.
So she'll be fun to have on the podcast.
I would love... I'm very excited to chat with her, but I was talking to someone recently, maybe Romy,
yeah,
just about how the ER has, like, so many job openings and, like, people have, like, a job lined up in 2 years in advance because so not many people want to work in the ER. And I was like, why not? It was like, because it's fucking hard and stressful and people burn out really quickly.
Yeah, because you, like, get shit like that.
Yeah, that makes
sense. And I feel like a lot of times your patients aren't, like, regular. You know, it's not like, so, like, they have less of, like, a patience because they just want to get in and out.
Yeah.
And, like, they don't have, like, a relationship built up.
Yep.
I'm assuming things. We'll find all this out. But basically... It was by the 4th of July, and those fireworks were...
Those fuck people up, man.
Really
fuck
people up. Be careful. Yeah, so the mountains are incredible also. Like, you forget... Also, elevation is no joke. Like, the fact that there's less oxygen the higher you get is, like, so real. Like, we got there, and I was like, yay! And then we, like, run up the stairs, and then I have to lay flat on my back for, like, 3 minutes while I regain, like, breathing regularly, because you're just like...
That's scary.
It's really weird. At first, you think, like...
Do you get used to it if you live there?
Yeah, it takes 5 weeks to acclimate, like, fully.
Ooh.
Yeah, so, like, I mean, I never got used to it when I was there. Like, we hiked, which was, like, uphill, don't get me wrong. But, like, we were all dying.
Yeah.
But it was just funny. Like, you run up the stairs, and, like, something that is normally very, like, not just to walk upstairs, like... You're like, is this what it feels like if I was, like, dying? Like, is this, like...
Probably.
It's really bizarre. Or if you talk too much, like, I would talk too much, and then I would, like, be like... It was really weird. So that was just, like, I was happy to come back down to sea level.
Yeah. Are we on sea level?
I think so.
On?
We are on it.
What? I don't know what the right term is.
But the mountains are incredible. The air there is, like, smells so good. And it was, like, not humid at all either.
Yeah. How warm was it?
Like, it would get up to, like, 75 during the day, but at night it would be, like, in the 30s.
No shit.
Yeah, because there's, like, no humidity. So I was ready to come back. Like, you know when you get off the airplane and you're like, oh, it's still warm?
Yeah.
And it's such a relief. Because I feel like normally people fly in the winter.
Yeah.
And then, like, you hate your life when you enter back. But it was like, oh, God, thank God. Like, I'm not cold anymore.
Yeah. I have never been to Colorado. I would like to go sometime.
And it's a cheap flight. Like, it's usually under $300 for a nonstop flight.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Compared to, like...
But is it expensive to stay there?
No, not... Especially during, like, during certain seasons. We should go. It would be great. You'd love it. It's just, like... Talk about, like, nature.
But I would just, like, kind of like to just, like, be, like, in it, but not have to, like, do a lot.
Like, not have to hike up a mountain?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not a big hiker. I want to be really badly. I remember...
When you read Wild...
Oh, yeah. I was like, I was going to be Cheryl Strayed. And then I was like, no, I fucking am not. Then one time, I was chatting with this guy on Tinder before I was dating my boyfriend. Don't worry, guys. I'm not on Tinder. And he asked me, like, what my hobbies were. And I said, hiking. I don't know why. And then he was like, cool. Like, where do you like to hike? And so I texted my sister-in-law. And I was like, where are good places to hike in Grand Rapids? And she's like... named off a few, and she's like, why? And I was like, because I need to tell some dude that I hiked them. And she's like, what? And I was like, he stopped talking to me, obviously.
You could say the hike from here to Winchester. You could say...
Yeah, to, like...
Like, well, the...
My
the
car.
The beach walk. Like, when you're going to the beach.
I had just come back from, like, going out west.
Right, and you...
And so, and I did some hiking out there. So I was like, I did this, but it was, like, very limited hiking.
I feel like you did love that you just... You got hurt.
Oh, yeah. So... Yeah.
You can say that you used to be an avid hiker, but then an injury had to, you had to find a new love.
I mean, I think I want to. I just, like, I don't like bugs. So if it's, like,
me
the
either.
Wrong
oh,
season.
Fuck. No.
Like, I went on a hike in the UP once and the flies were really bad. And I just screamed in the middle of it. I fucking hate hiking.
Yes.
And then cried on the way back. That's how I feel. But, and, like, I also am not super in shape, so I'd like to do, like, a light hike.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, a
with,
good
like,
old,
some
like,
views.
Rosie Mountain, the Dunes. That's a good one.
Yeah.
I felt, we went, like, tubing down the river this weekend on Sunday in Michigan. Which I've never done before.
It's a lot
and it was,
fun.
Like, a beautiful river, too. Like, yes, I'll have some more, please. It was, like, a beautiful river up north, and... It was great, but I was literally just like, fuck, fly, bee, get the fuck off me. Like, that was my, like, I couldn't turn it off. I couldn't just be okay with the bees landing on me.
No.
Because that's not where I want them.
No, I know.
And then I was annoyed because my hat was pink, and that's what was, like, attracting them, but I couldn't take it off. And...
Yeah, I just, if there were no bugs.
Right? Wouldn't it be fucking glow? I'd sleep outside.
I think but in, like, places like that, too, I'd be afraid of, like, bears or snakes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, shit like that, where, like, I literally know none of the protocol about what you're supposed to do. And
act
so I'd
big.
Probably die.
Know. Yeah.
I think...
With a bear, you're supposed to, like...
Black bears, you're supposed to act big. Brown bears, you're supposed to lie down and play dead.
All I know is I'd be, like, the Revenant. I'd be, like, me, I would be Leonardo.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, no.
I know. It's really scary to think about. Like, I am shaking in my boots.
How did he not die?
The will for fucking revenge, man.
That's
it
true.
Carries you home.
I would need to think of something that I need revenge on.
Me? Me taking doing a spinoff podcast.
I must get back to Bree. I would, no. Did he kill the bear or did the bear... No, he did. I think he did kill it. It was like
on top of him. Or did someone else kill it?
I don't remember.
No, I think he did. How did he kill the bear?
He had like a gun or
something. Did he shoot... And then they found him and the bear was on top of him?
I think so. I'm pretty sure that I watched that entire movie through a sweatshirt.
It was hard to... I saw it twice in theaters.
Wow. The horse part?
Where he... Is climbs in the fucking horse, and then the part where he eats the live or the live the raw
hunk of meat,
like bison liver. He did it actually in real life.
Yeah, he commits too much.
Well, no, he needed the Oscar, man. He had to do method acting.
How so sad that like he had to do that. Tom Hanks just had to like be Tom Hanks.
And what a how many has he gotten? One.
I don't know.
For Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Why do I know this shit? Oh my god, I was
because
with...
Because you love awards show, which we should
which
talk...
Which the Emmys! But yeah. Before we get there, sorry, that was really loud. But I want to quickly say that someone, and I don't remember who was over here, think it was Johnny K's friend, like, somehow George Clooney got brought up.
Okay.
And they're like, wonder how George Clooney was doing. I was like, actually, he recently got in a scooter accident and like went on this whole thing and they just stared and I was like, I don't know why I know this fucking shit. Like,
what's he up to besides the scooter accident?
I think just recovering. I just watched a video.
Oh, like from the scooter accident?
Like he was going 60 miles an hour and he got hit by like a truck and got flung from his scooter.
Isn't his what I feel
Amal.
Yes, thank you. For me not even having to say his wife.
Yeah.
Isn't she like amazing and doing amazing things?
Yeah, she's a like human rights lawyer.
Yeah, yeah.
She's like bomb ass.
Yeah. All I remember is that and that
yeah. And Tina Fey and Amy Poehler making a joke about like all of her things that she'd accomplished and they're like, but tonight we're here to honor her husband.
Yes. What, okay, talk to us about the Emmys. You should be our Emmy, like...
Yeah, I'll be the
what's it called? Be our... Who's the short guy that does all the interviews?
Oh, my God.
Do you want to be Carson Daly or do you want to be the guy from American Idol?
I don't want Ryan Seacrest.
You have to be one. Who are you? Pick Carson. He's my
Carson?
Friend. Yeah.
He was on TRL, man.
Yeah, but now he's on The Voice. He's great.
Oh, yeah, he is on The Voice. Why can't I be Tyra Banks? She's on America's Got Talent.
Okay, you can be Tyra.
Okay, I don't really want to be her either, but I just want to be me. Anyway, Emmys, ladies and gentlemen.
Just ladies.
This is why this is not my job.
You got nervous.
Ladies and gentlemen.
You were like Josh Groban. You are Josh Groban on the award show.
I am Josh Groban.
What award show was that?
It wasn't an award show. It was a show. It was The Rising Star.
Yes, you are Josh Groban on The Rising Star.
I am, but in the end, the real Rising Star was Josh Groban. Oh, Jesus. Okay. So, the Emmys. They come out September 17th, I think.
Oh, it's a long way.
Yeah, like a month.
Okay.
Like a month and a half. 2 months. I don't know. When is it?
Like to think September is 6 months away.
It's not. It's very soon. We're almost done with 2018, everyone. So get your goals in now because...
Oh, yeah.
So just a little side note here for...
A little side note.
each year I choose a word to work on. I haven't done like anything.
The year of love was a good year.
Oh yeah, that was great.
You crushed
this,
it.
This year was like health / balance and am not... like crushing that.
But maybe that is the hidden meaning.
Is like balancing, like maybe emotional balance about my health things.
Yeah, or maybe like balance is like, it's not like weeks and days are different. It's like years.
Oh yeah, I like it. Yeah, maybe balance will have to be my word over and over
the
and over.
The ebbs and flows are, who knows how long the ebbs and flows are.
Who knows how long you ebb? Who knows how long you flow?
Exactly. I didn't even pick a word. So at least you're ahead of me on that.
Anyway.
I think I did, but I forgot it. Anyways.
A lot of people do that.
Yeah.
Emmys. So, Grey's Anatomy did not get any nominations.
No, they did, actually. They got one short form, which I never watched it. But the, like, remember the little B-sides it was called, where it was about the new interns? They did that, like, web series. They're nominated for that web series.
Oh, I never watched that.
I didn't either, but it's nominated.
Well, good for them. But... Sandra.
Decisions are happening
mother
over dinner.
Fucking. Oh. Decisions are happening over
dinner. You said,
dinner.
But decisions are happening over dinner. Dun, dun, dun. Room where it happens.
Got it.
Hamilton.
Got it.
Okay, sorry. Go on. Sandra.
was nominated. I put this in the listener squad. Everyone, I'm sure, read it in the news, but she was nominated for Best Actress in a Leading Role.
Which is fucking killer.
Yeah, in a drama series.
Is it called Killing Eve? Or?
Yep, and she's the first Asian woman to be nominated.
About damn time.
Yeah, and so she has been nominated, I think, 5 times for Supporting Actress.
With Christina?
Yep, and she did not win at all.
Okay.
Meredith she did win? Not win at all.
Did Ellen Pompeo? I don't think she's ever won either.
I don't think so. Katherine Heigl won, I'm pretty sure.
Mm. Oh, yeah, because that's when that whole drama started.
Yeah.
Isn't it bizarre that Ellen Pompeo's never won, but she's paid more than any... Like, yeah. Rewards shows don't matter.
Rewards? Reward points.
Oh, Lord, just... I'm happy for her. Also, I think it's probably better or more fun to be nominated for something you're a lead in.
Did you see what Ellen tweeted about it?
No, read it to me.
Okay.
Oh.
Ellen...
Do you have Twitter now?
No.
You need to get it to follow.
Well, Lin-Manuel. I mean, I do, but, like, I don't really know how to use it. Listeners, help.
You need to follow... I'll tell you, like, Lin-Manuel.
Follow him.
Oh, his are so good.
Peo tweet about Sandra Oh. Also, while I'm looking this up, Game of Thrones was nominated for the most awards with 22, but Handmaid's Tale was just behind with 20 nominations.
Wow.
And the big thing is, so like 2 years ago, Game of Thrones won Best Series 2 years in a row, and then Game of Thrones took a break, and then Handmaid's Tale won, and now they're up against each other. So people are wondering what...
I guess I'm fine. I spilled wine on me. Yeah, who's going to take it home?
Well, that's the thing. People were wondering... Well, because last year, Handmaid's Tale was up for 12 nominations, and this year they're
Holy
up for
shit.
20. So they think that Handmaid's Tale has, like, really sped up, and they think that they're going to take it. I hope Okay, I watched both, Game of Thrones and Handmaid's Tale, and I hope Handmaid's Tale wins.
Is it based on the last season we just saw of Game of Thrones? Okay. It's so hard because...
And that was a while ago, though, so I don't quite remember.
It was like the ice one when they're all those like 7 guys out on the ice.
Oh, shit. Yeah, shit gets
dragon. So I'm a little, part of me thinks like as far as like overall production value and the amount of amazing actors and actresses that are in it. Like, I mean, Handmaid's Tale has like, I would say like 6 like incredible like actors and actresses. Mm. Actors, I'm just going to call them. But like Game of Thrones has like... so many in their production value, but it would be nice to give it to someone else.
But Handmaid's Tale has won it. They both won.
Who else is in it?
We can look it up.
I'm afraid this will screw it.
Oh, well, let me first read. I'll look it up, but let me first read Ellen's tweet. So she said, I was not on my phone yesterday and clearly missed a lot. Congratulations at I Am Sandra Oh. This is beyond well-deserved, and your history-making is incredibly moving. Can't wait to hear your speech, which will have us in tears and laughing at the same time. No, I'm sure.
Aww.
Yeah.
I like to imagine they're best friends. I don't think they are, but I think they're confidants.
Yeah, and I think that was a nice, shout-out to her. Okay, so Emmy nominations.
I think that... I need to watch that show is what I think. But
outstanding drama series, The Americans, which is just finished.
Okay.
John and I tried to watch that the other day, and like the second scene is like a rape scene.
Ooh.
And I was like, he was like, I'm so sorry. I didn't know. I was like, yeah, I can't. But like Handmaid's Tale is about that. But I was just like, I'm just not in the headspace to watch this.
More in the headspace of planned. Yeah. Anyway. Gilead rape.
Yeah, I don't know. I was just like, it was just...
Well, it's different. That one, like, it's a different headspace. You're very right.
Yeah. Well, and just because I just didn't know that was what that was going to happen.
Yeah,
whereas, shocking. Like, I was...
Okay, what are the other ones?
Okay, The Crown, which I've watched, the first season.
I think I need to restart it.
Yeah, same.
We should watch it together with wine.
I love it. Let's do it.
Okay.
That will be our spinoff podcast about The Crown.
The Crown.
Game of Thrones, Handmaid's Tale, Stranger Things.
Oh.
This Is Us.
Oh.
Which I love, and Westworld.
Oh.
So a lot of really good ones.
I didn't like season 2 of Westworld. I'm like,
I haven't finished it.
It was hard for me to watch. But This Is Us, I feel like, is so good, but I don't know if it'll win an Emmy. I don't know. That's fucking good.
Like, yeah, but for like best actor, or is it
supporting? Is Milo?
No, a lead actor in a drama series, Sterling K. Brown.
Ooh.
And Milo Ventimiglia. Yeah. For both of them are
is
up
Mandy
for that.
Moore for women or no?
She is not. So, best or that's supporting actress. Lead actress. No, that's comedy. Lead actress in a drama series, Sandra Oh for Killing Eve. Tatiana Maslany.
I don't know.
Orphan Black. Carrie Russell for The Americans. Claire Foy for The Crown. Elizabeth Moss for The Handmaid's Tale. And Evan Rachel Wood for Westworld.
Wait, I'm sad because I really want Sandra Oh to win, but
I know, but like Elizabeth Moss's performance this season was pretty. But she won last year too. But I don't know what are the rules on that.
I'm sure you can keep winning because it's like based on the new season,
right? But I know you can keep winning, but like, is it kind of like, oh, we should give it to someone else? Like Meryl Streep has been nominated for like a million Oscars.
She doesn't win every time.
No.
I feel like it would be awesome for Sandra Oh to win too. A, for like being the first like Asian woman, and B, for like that she's been like, everyone knows she was in Grey's for so long, and now she's got this new role.
Yeah. For supporting actress in a drama, three women were nominated for Handmaid's Tale.
Damn. Alexis Bledel,
Anne Dowd, and Yvonne
Strafosky. Yeah, no other Grey's people, just the...
Mm-mm. No?
That makes sense. I'd love to see Bailey win one day, but I feel like after this many seasons, you don't get the chance.
I think that's what happens, right? Like, although, I think the Americans, they just finished, and it was like six seasons, and they just got nominated.
Yeah.
So, I don't really know what happens. Maybe there's just a good storyline or something, and they just...
Right. Yeah, that'll be interesting. We'll have to watch that together.
Oh, of course. All the shows we watch together. I'll have you over. We'll have a cheese plate.
Cheese plate.
I think it's on a Monday, which is weird because usually award shows are on a
Sunday.
Yeah.
I would love to see Sandra Oh win.
I would too. I was really excited when I saw that. And I haven't watched Killing Eve, but I would like to.
Same.
If any listeners who listen to this podcast have watched it,
yeah.
Like, let us know what you think because I would be interested to hear about that. So that's that. Do you have any other?
We should do our own at the end of the season, like our own award show.
I am loving that idea. Like, but should it be a bonus episode? Or should it be an episode?
Yeah, it should, because we got to get through this shit.
Yeah, so
I feel like it should be a bonus episode where we rate, like, best supporting actress.
Love it.
Same
category. We nominate it.
Yeah.
We nominate, and
best
then we.
Best kiss?
Yeah. I'm so. Oh my God.
We should let people vote.
Exactly. Okay. Okay. So listeners.
We'll do a Google survey.
This is a good segue. And if you want to be a part of that, if you want to be a part of this community, this is what we're going to do. At the end of season three, we're going to do our own award show. And we're going to let you vote. But in order to vote, we're going to put it in the Facebook listener squad.
Yeah, so, let's do it there because the patron doesn't have enough people. Like, that'll all encompass any new patrons.
Exactly. So
we have 47 patrons.
Which is great. So if you want to be a part of this group, you have to donate $2 a month. And you can do that at www.patreon.com/theoncallroom. It's P-A-T-R-E-O-N.
I can already tell people a date because I know, well, I don't know about an air date. But it doesn't matter because it's going to be when we talk about it. So, I think that should be, well, it's not going to be the July one. It's probably going to be the August bonus.
Yep. It's going to be the August bonus episode.
So, people need to become a patron as soon as they fucking hear this.
Yeah.
Probably, right?
Right.
This one will air in August.
Yeah.
So, if you're listening to this episode and it's still August, you have time.
Right.
You can also, but you won't be able to vote. You can, like, listen to the episode later, but you won't have a say. So, what we'll do is we'll create a, like, a Google survey, and we will post it in the Facebook group, and we'll pin it to the top, and we'll do all the categories, and then, yeah, we'll have a winner. That'll be so fun.
Yeah.
I love it.
And then I'll give everyone's award speeches.
Perfect.
Like I was them.
Perfect. I can't wait. I love it.
So, yeah. Other than that, while we're on the topic, if you want to find us anywhere else, you can find us on Instagram at the On Call Room Pod. You can also find us on the World Wide Web. Try to be a host. I'm having a really hard time. www.theoncallroompod.com.
Yes. You can also find us on patreon.com/theoncallroom.
You can also find us on Twitter. We never use it.
No, it just sits there.
You can can also email us at theoncallroom@gmail.com.
Yeah, that'd be fun. Say hi.
Yeah, we'll email you back. I check it at work all the time.
Should we? Oh my gosh. Wait, go to... Let's read a review.
Okay, let's do it.
We haven't told people to do those in a while, and I wonder if we have new ones. I haven't checked in months.
I haven't either. Let's see.
You know how, right?
I'm going to my podcast thing.
You have to go to, you have to search, browse, and then search us, and mm-hmm. then go to it that way. Mm-hmm.
The on.
I think we had like 78 last time I looked, so it'll be interesting if we have many more.
Search the on-call room. There we are. Shows.
Reviews. It's way at the bottom. Like, yeah.
Yeah. 89.
Oh my God! Are we still a 5-star?
Yeah. We have like a 1-star and a 2-star.
Ooh, the 2-star is the not a lot of focus. The 1-star is anonymous. Like it doesn't, there's not even a review. Go down to the bottom and see if there's any interesting good new ones.
Okay.
Wow, 89? Yeah. We're almost to 100 reviews. If you're listening to this and you haven't left one, please get us to 100. Wow.
Okay, so let's see. From... some girl, like there's like really a ton of just random letters.
Okay.
At the end. CH. Oh my gosh, LOL. Just started listening to this postcast. I think meant podcast, but I love that it says postcast and I called it podcast.
A podcast.
Currently on episode 5. I started listening to it at work and I just want to bust out laughing all the time. I'm super excited to listen to the rest of the episode. Ivy read, watched Grey's about 5 times. No joke, all the seasons. I hope to be a part of the show one day. I also hope that there is a part where you girls talk about how Weber has been retiring for Chief for what seems to be like the whole series. Love it. We just got one on Friday from Curious Jane 1. Love this podcast. These ladies are amazing. Warning though, putting on makeup during podcasts may result in crooked eyeliner. Hashtag laughing too much. Hashtag GGBs.
Oh my God, these people are incredible. Read another one.
Okay. Jenna Rose 4. Love, love, love. I am doing, by the way, a really good job at being a host. Okay. I found the on-call room listening to a Harry Potter podcast where it was mentioned how Abby was sorting Gray's characters.
What? Wait. I wasn't on a Harry Potter. Okay, go on.
That's weird.
Oh my God.
I'm an OG Grey's watcher and I watched season 1, episode 1 live. I graduated from high school in 2007.
Oh, pressure. Same as us.
Yeah, well, 8 for me. So I feel like all of Abby and Bree's references are my life.
Yes.
Very true. Sounds creepy, but I feel like we'd be really good friends. I'm sure we would be. I love Bree's reference to laying either in the dark or floor listening to slow dancing in a burning room. I've literally done that. Love all the Grey's insight. Love, love, love. Thank you, Jenna Rose, for...
Whoa! Okay, wait, what Harry Potter podcast?
I don't know.
I'm very behind in MuggleCast, and I don't know if it was in that one. Oh my God, so people are talking about us.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, that's incredible.
So there we have it.
I'm like really blown away right now.
I know, I just love that people are leaving reviews. So if you want to leave a review and hear it on the podcast.
Yeah, leave a fucking review.
If you don't know how to do it, ask Abby, because I don't really know.
I think you just go to iTunes, you find us, and then you hit leave a review.
Yeah, but only leave 5 stars. If you're gonna leave...
You better have a good reason.
If you're gonna leave a 1-star, it can't be like, they're not focused. We already talked about that issue, guys.
Go to the episode called Enthusiastic But Not A Lot Of Focus.
Yeah, and we'll explain it. If you think that we fucking swear too much... Maybe
there's a censored button. They can't even say that. I already like we are explicit, our podcast.
Oh, so you can't say that.
Because we talk about vaginas, penises, blood.
Cauldrons.
Cauldrons.
Pussy. I'm claiming it. Whatever. Pussy.
Titties.
Ass and titties. Wine. Harry Potter. Orlando Bloom and Mark Ruffalo in my bed. Also, I bought 2 Mega Million lottery tickets today.
You're whispering.
And I'm about to be a millionaire tomorrow. Watch out, world.
You guys, Bree is going to be a millionaire. We're manifesting it. By the time you hear this, we will be rolling in and escalating.
In the Caribbean.
What would be the first thing you do?
Pay off my debt.
Oh, okay. That's very, responsible. No, you have unlimited funds. What's the, second thing you do?
The second thing I do is book us a trip to wherever the fuck we want to go.
Where would you want to go? First of all, what's your first...
Okay. France would be the first, even though I've been there once, but I would like to go. That's in my head, the first place I would be I want to go back to Paris, France.
So let's say you have the money that you can take your friends on separate vacations, you know what I mean? Just because you can. Mm-hmm. So where would you and I go? And would John and Jake come or no?
No, it would just be us.
Okay.
Either Hawaii, all fucking inclusive.
Could we do a Jurassic Park RV tour?
Abso-fucking-lutely. And then also, I honestly think it might be really hilarious and fun for us to do some type of
don't say camping.
No, island Asian country.
Ooh, like Vietnam.
Something
or
like
Thailand.
Like Thailand.
Or Bali.
We're both kind of are fuck, we're so out of our elements. Yes. But I think we could handle it and we would laugh a lot.
We could stay somewhere where we have a man in a boat take us places.
Yes. But then also the next trip I would take you on.
Perfect.
We would go to Italy.
Ooh, okay.
And then I really want to go to I don't know, one of those Caribbean all-inclusive.
Would you go to Florida?
Fuck no.
Ooh, we could go to New York.
Yeah, that would be... Oh, we could go to Broadway!
Oh, my God.
Or we could go see Lynn in Puerto Rico for Hamilton.
Yes, that's our first trip.
That's our first trip.
I was going to look at tickets just because I was, very curious.
Just wondering.
But I was don't even look.
No.
Can you imagine seeing Lynn?
I can only imagine.
Josh Groban.
No, that's not Josh Groban.
I know.
It's Stephen Curtis Chapman.
But he
Chapman.
Could sing that song really well.
Oh, yeah.
He would crush it.
He could sing any song really well. He just can't host a TV show.
No. Except the Oscars, or the...
Tony's.
Tony. This was supposed to be the portion where we do an ad.
Oh, right. The ad is...
This episode of The On-Call Room is sponsored by A-Day.
Which and the Mega Millions Lottery.
Yeah. Which none of you bitches have purchased anything from. Don't think I don't know. I know.
Abby knows.
Okay, so let me just do a little rundown. Get on your phones. I know you're on them. Go to thisisaday.com, and I want you to look at this incredible video. Stripes are fucking here, is what it says.
It doesn't say fucking, but it does say stripes are here.
I want to order this long sleeve shirt right there. That one.
Yeah.
That girl's wearing. Look at that.
Yeah.
There's stripes on the back.
Uh-huh. Love it.
And stripes on the sleeve. And I want to wear it when I'm in Europe because it's a perfect travel shirt.
Yep.
So here's the thing, listeners. I feel you might still think that we don't actually approve of a product. We just want money. That's not the case. We actually like it. It's incredible. It's great. They are eco-friendly. They are made in ethical factories. You will look bomb as shit. These shirts are amazing. They're called the Something Borrowed shirt, and you can get 20% off your first purchase by typing in On Call Room X-A-Day, A-D-A-Y, if you were wondering. And just check out their stuff. I truly, truly, truly love it, and I've had a lot of friends buy stuff, and they still love it, too, so...
And let me just say, if you're anything like me and you shop at Kohl's and you go
and you're
to the
fucking overwhelmed.
Well, yeah, and you go to the website and you're a little price shocked. You're like, yeah. Ooh, it's because it's quality clothing and it will last you.
Right.
It's ladies, 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 it's about staples.
Yes.
Stop buying shit, buy 5 really good shirts, wash them, wear them, feel good in them.
Yeah, so we know they're not Kohl's prices. But I will say I wear this shirt probably twice a week, if not more, and it gets its wear in, and it's really high quality. So
it's an investment.
It's an investment. So when you're ready to invest, think of us.
Yeah.
And then get
20%. Even if you don't buy anything, just go look at it.
Yeah. I think you can also... No, I'm not going to say this.
Just do it.
Yeah, just do it. And we love you. And we're going to get into the episode now.
After a quick break.
And we're back, and I have a zit.
Disappeared.
It wasn't there when I left, because I was...
You know what? That happened to me the other day. I put a fucking face mask on, which is supposed to clear your goddamn face.
We should try to do this with face masks on.
Oh my God, that would be so funny. And then the next morning, I woke up with 3 zits. I was like, that doesn't seem fair.
Was it charcoal?
No, it was the like a caffeine mask.
Because charcoal can bring up things.
Oh, then like
it's
get it out.
Drawing it out. Yeah,
No,
which
think...
sounds awful. Why do I do that? Okay, listeners. So just to give you a heads up before we get into this episode, which is a two-parter.
And it's We've had a couple, like, multiple part. I think we've had three in this season.
Because there was the ferry boat, this, and then was there something
There else? Was like another two-parter, yeah. I think. It's crazy. Anyway.
So we're going to split this one up in half. So we're going to talk about the first part this week, and then next week we're going to hit the second. The first part is going to be the private practice section.
So I guess to clarify, this is two separate episodes, but we're putting them together and talking about all the storylines of private practice in this one.
And then Grey's Anatomy in the other
one. Next week. So we're not even really going to touch on Grey's.
No, to divide it by hospitals, it would be, what is this place called?
Oceanside Wellness.
Oceanside Wellness this week, and next week we'll talk about
Seattle Grace.
Yeah. Ooh, that sounds good.
Mm-hmm. Alrighty, so let's go.
Okay, so I feel like we did not organize our notes this way.
We did not. No, because we just came up with this.
Right.
Because we work on the fly.
Okay, so my first note in regards...
Well, first of all, it's called The Other Side of This Life.
Part one. And part two. So my first note in regards to the Oceanside Wellness is Addison is living her dream.
Mine is... This music in this episode is very different from Grey's.
Oh, yeah. It's such like, a different vibe.
Yeah, like, we're in California.
It feels like the first episode of The Hills when Natasha Bedingfield is singing and they're in that car. Like, I feel like I want to know which came first because they definitely stole them.
Yeah.
Laguna Beach.
No, you're thinking The Hills. Hills.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can almost taste it.
Release that inhibition. Feel the rain on your skin.
Yeah, that felt that's good. What Addison's actually listening to.
Yeah. My next note is Sweet Baby Pete. I love Pete.
Me too. I even love him in the scene, which we'll get to in a second, when he's like, what? Wasn't me. Like, he's just so cute, and he just is a lover. I wrote Pete... exclamation mark. Addison laughs in elevator. Oh, because she has that moment. She gets in the elevator and she just like dies laughing because of the like sexual tension.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
What I noticed, okay. I'm actually glad we're doing it this way. What I noticed about this, like the crossover is that they mirror so, it's very different, but they mirror a lot of Grey's things.
Yes.
So like stairwells. We've got stairwells. We've got elevators.
We don't have on-call rooms, but we have therapist office.
Yeah, and we
and
have
like
that
break
like
rooms.
Staff room. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Kind of like a cafeteria type thing.
Exactly. So I feel like Shonda Rhimes and Addison do what we're already thinking is, OMG, they're in an elevator.
Yeah.
Who like what like
who's coming in?
It's almost like she breaks the third wall kind of and laughs because like as an audience, like usually something happens in an elevator.
Right.
I thought it was clever.
I totally agree. I also wrote, okay, so is this technically private practice
pilot?
Pilot?
Hmm. I bet you no. Well.
I don't know, right? Like, let's call,
this.
Okay. For the sake of.
Yes.
What I'm about to say. Let's call this while you're looking this up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Private practices pilot. I wrote, they're so interesting because that's not the actual Naomi.
Oh, my next note was, this is not Naomi.
But like, that's pilots. A lot of time in a pilot episode, they have like different actors and then the next episode shows up and you're like, oh, they actually have like the ones that...
actually
whatever.
Got signed.
Yeah.
So I'm guessing it probably was because this would have to happen before they like hire the actual people.
Right. And it's also not the same Dell.
Wait, which one?
I don't think.
No, I think it is.
Oh, is it?
Well, he looked familiar. I think he gets a shorter haircut when it comes back. Not a Bieber haircut, but
are
like
you
a
sure?
Spiky.
I'm going to look this up.
Look it up. I was trying to, it's too confusing when I.
Is Dell.
The recasting did not result in reshooting any of the pilot's previous scenes. So I think, yes, it is considered. Let me see. Private Practice Season 1. I'll look at this up in a second. This is interesting. On February 21st, Edward White of the New York Times reported that ABC was in the process of developing a spin-off series from the medical drama Grey's Anatomy. Even though network executives and series creator Shonda Rhimes did not confirm plans, Wyatt called it a well-known secret as information about the casting and production was becoming more available. The spinoff was officially confirmed through subsequent media commentators who stated that the two-part episode would serve as the backdoor pilot for the new series. Grey's Anatomy cast members Ellen Pompeo and Katherine Heigl had mixed reactions to the decision to create a spinoff for Kate Walsh's character, Addison Montgomery. Someone reported that Pompeo was angry at not being consulted prior to the show's creation.
Why?
Heigl praised the concept for Private Practice, but wished her character, Izzy Stevens, had been chosen for the spinoff instead. The show was officially announced as part of ABC's 2007 fall television schedule on the Ellen DeGeneres Show. So that's where it was announced. Production began on July 18th, 2007. The series theme and score, blah, 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 blah. Interesting.
That is really interesting.
So that was called a backdoor pilot, is what that's called. Where it happens.
That is a really sexual name.
It really is. So yeah, new, a different Naomi. Interesting. I also...
And I just looked up Del. You're right. It's the same one. Yeah.
Okay. So there's your backdoor information.
There it is, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, so that is interesting. I'm trying to remember.
So were you a Private Practice fan?
I think I started to watch it, but then trailed off, and I didn't have a way of streaming back then.
Right.
So it wasn't until streaming became available, when I got Hulu, like, years later.
That you picked it back
up.
And
I think it was all over by then, so then I watched it all.
Yeah.
Which I'm still, again, surprised it has as many seasons as a spinoff does.
Yeah. I really love the concept of Private Practice.
Me too.
And I wrote in here, I have a couple different notes where I'm like, acupuncture is the best. And then I wrote like, I love that Private Practice has therapists and naturopaths and holistic healing. Like, because Grey's Anatomy is so medical,
exactly.
You know, like I work in a chiropractic office, so I'm very big into holistic healing. And I'm really into therapy. Fucking love it. Everyone should go.
I actually have a note here being like, we should talk about how therapy is wonderful.
Yeah. that's funny. I feel like I really leaned into this series when I finally, like, actually really started watching it. Because there's also, like, when Addison, let's just kind of talk about these two episodes.
Yeah, that's fine.
When Addison, like, walks in to talk to Pete, and, like, so you're the quack. And he's like, well, actually, like, I went to medical school. And then I went and, like, went back and did this and Eastern medicine and blah, blah, blah. And she's like, exactly, you're a quack. And I like that. That I feel like that
conversation happens a lot
in that show. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think it's important too. I think it's really cool that Shonda wrote two shows, one that's in a hospital and one that is in this world.
Yeah. Private practice.
Both were successful. I also, okay. Yeah. We're all over the board, but I love it. So let's just start with right away that we find out Addison is there to have, because she wants to have a baby.
Right.
Which is huge. And also, I will say that I love that the leading lady in a show called Private Practice is a woman who's single who wants to have a baby.
Yes.
Like, that's such a cool concept.
Absolutely. She doesn't need a man. Well, and if we can just, like, take it back an episode. We knew that this was coming because Addison, like, tries to get with Karev and he is trying to do his intern exam shit, and he's just not having it. Also, Ava, I forgot, we're not talking about Grey's Anatomy, doesn't matter. Anyway, so Addison decides, fuck it, I'm gonna do it by myself.
Yep, which is so cool. It leads to sadness, but I just love it. I also wrote too that I remember watching this crossover and being overwhelmed by all of these new characters.
Okay. Yeah, I have a couple of notes about
that. Yes, go for it.
Well, my first note was, and I said, how do you feel about these mashup episodes?
Mm-hmm.
Which
mashup being like Private Practice and...
Yeah.
I think it's a lot going on.
And that's what I said. And then like four lines notes later, I wrote, I feel like mashups are hard because there are a lot of storylines. Okay, I had a really hard time focusing on what the fuck was even going on.
Right, which is why we are dividing this by hospital.
Yeah.
Because it's the only way to like...
I just feel like I get why they did it and they had to do it. I'm not like shitting on it, but it's hard for the viewer because it's not even like the storylines. I feel like in later seasons when they do these mashup episodes,
there's a reason they're together.
Exactly. The storylines connect. Right. This is just like Addison's going and doing her own thing. Here are 15 new characters.
Exactly.
But like shit still... And also, I feel like the shit that's happening in Grey's Anatomy
is so important.
Oh, you do?
I was going to say the second episode.
Yeah, but, like, in the first episode, I feel like it's on the back burner. I'm like, are we even watching Grey's Anatomy?
Exactly.
Yeah.
I felt the same way.
Okay.
I think they have to do it this way somehow to, like, get it going. But I think it's almost like they introduce too many people. But if it's their pilot, they need to introduce all those people.
Right.
So that it can get picked up.
So, yeah, I mean, I don't know if you ever read Bossy Pants by Tina Fey.
I did.
But she talks about writing a pilot and how, it, like, a pilot is a super difficult thing to do.
Right.
And that is how I felt watching this. Like,
absolutely.
They are really trying to establish what...
Like, everyone.
Yeah. And they have to establish this, like, backstory with, like, Sam and Naomi and, like, Addison being really good friends with them.
Right. Which I feel like they did do an okay job of
Yeah.
The report, it was hard for me to see the Naomi because it's not the Naomi that I think of. But Sam, I've always loved his character.
Yeah.
And I felt like him and Addison's, like, connection when, like, he finally interrupts her when she's like, you did this, you did that. And he's like, you did that. And then they kind of, like, sit down.
Yeah.
Like, that was a good moment. I also wrote, it's really interesting to me to go back and watch these and see how many people Shonda pulls and then uses later on. Mm. Like, that one patient is freaking the first lady and now the president in Scandal.
What first?
The lady who wants to have sex.
Oh, I never watched Scandal.
Oh, she's... Melanie? No, what is her name? To any Scandal watcher, who is me? I can't forget. It's like the first lady and then she becomes president. Like, she is like she's a main character in Scandal.
Shoot, I wish you wouldn't have said that because I want to watch it sometime.
You'll guess everything. It's not... Whatever.
Okay.
But she's like the sex-crazed woman. So I wonder if like... Shonda had a great time with her and was like, oh, you did great. And then, like, because she is very animated in that character. She's like, I just want to have sex.
Yeah.
Which I wrote, maybe we are sex crazed.
Yeah.
And
you and me?
Yeah, just because.
Yeah. Maybe we are.
And,
Orlando Bloom and Mark Ruffalo in my bed.
Both?
Yeah.
That would be really, really, like, I wouldn't know where to start.
I would probably start crying.
Yeah, that would be...
I don't even think I want to have sex. I think I just want to lay in between the two of them.
Oh, just cuddle?
Yeah, and just, like...
And watch their movies?
Yeah, and, like, touch them. Not, like, sexually, but just, like, gently caress their face.
Would it be Orlando Bloom or Legolas?
It will be Orlando Bloom, not Legolas.
I like to
picture... Or Will Turner.
I like to picture you with an elf.
That's fine, too. I guess I'll take any.
Is he an elf?
Yes.
Okay. You were so frustrated with me in that moment. Yes.
Obviously. Who else would he be?
Okay. So anyways, all I'm saying is I think she gave a great performance, and then Shonda was like, let's remember this woman. When I write a show 5 years from now, she'll be in it.
Yeah. Okay. So, I mean, I don't really feel like we have to do that much of a shotgun workup with this, but we just have...
I can't.
But we just have
I
that woman.
Keep track. There was
we have
many.
That woman who's like trying having a baby, but For we don't know who
the dad. Who's the baby? Like,
yeah.
Again,
who's who?
Again, a confusing storyline amongst other confusing things.
Yeah, exactly. When they explain like Ted is this married to Hudaba and she had sex with all of them, I'm like, why'd you choose that?
I wonder if it's a reflection of our brains.
Maybe. Maybe they were just like, we know we're confusing you, so we're just going to confuse you as much as we possibly can.
I think the point was that the focus should be on the baby and that, like, Addison's focus is on a baby, and it was like, a baby, baby, baby.
Oh, my God.
That was my thought. I had sort of a revelation.
I love that. I didn't pick that up at all, but I'm loving what you just did there.
Thank you. A few things. I think Violet in the grocery store is me. When she's
oh my
like,
God, yeah.
looks like shit. I mean, I don't have an ex that I'm afraid to run into, but just like wanting to avoid all contact. That's why I grocery shop Mondays at like 11 o'clock a.m.
Yep. No one's there.
No. Also, another random note. I'm glad that what happened to, what's his name? What's Violet? Cooper? What happened to Cooper's car did not happen to Dennis Quaid, your car.
Oh my God, how terrible would that have
That's
been?
All I could think about when I was watching that scene.
That's so nice of you to be thinking of.
But I actually wrote it, I'm glad what happened to Dennis Quaid didn't happen here. But I remember...
I know what you meant.
Halfway through writing it, I was like, I'm writing this backwards, but I'm not going to rewrite it.
Doesn't matter. You know what you meant.
Right.
I love Cooper. I've always loved Cooper.
Yeah, I do too. He's like the, okay. Oh, this was, I thought, a fun conversation. Do you think any of the characters, I know they're all different, and I don't think that they're like mirroring Gray's characters, because that would be way too stupid of Shonda. But I do feel like there's a little bit of like George Izzy and Violet Cooper.
Yeah.
Like a like a little bit of Pete is like the McDreamy.
Yeah.
Who's
Sam then?
Burke?
Maybe.
Well, that's rude of me to say. but I did feel like Cooper and George had similarities.
Yeah.
Cooper's way more attractive though. Well, like he's just more like of a smooth person.
Is Sam a McSteamy?
Maybe. We don't know what he did.
No, Sam's pretty loyal.
Yeah.
Maybe he's... No, Sam's McDreamy. Because he just left.
Yeah. You're right. Yeah. Sam is McDreamy.
Pete is...
McSteamy.
McSteamy.
Duh, okay.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah.
We have to talk it out, you know?
Okay, let me see. That's like what I have on this part really quick. Okay, also, Del looks like he's 5 years old. I don't get... His V on his abs is nice, but don't look up.
No, he's a child. He's a baby. And when they're like sitting there, like, it's time or whatever, John was like, he's going to wax his board in there. Are you kidding me? He was like disgusted by that scene, which I kind of was too. I was like, yeah, really, what is
this? It was very dumb.
Yeah, and they like, wait the, like the double in. Where it like... speeds up and slows down. I was like, and the music was so not Grey's Anatomy.
Who would come into their office shirtless with their surfboard?
No one.
Like, I get that it's private practice and it's California. You've established that. But, like, that's not work. Like, you don't do that.
No one does that on their
And that's part. Sexual harassment.
Yeah, it is. But we've already decided that
Addison
Shonda Rhimes loves to write about sexual harassment and not... actually paint it as sexual harassment.
Exactly. I wrote, Pete on working, doing acupuncture is performing magic. He's like a witch.
Have you ever had acupuncture?
No, that's what my next question was. Talk about energy work and blocked emotion and acupuncture.
So I wrote, acupuncture is the best.
Really?
Yeah. And I wrote about acupuncture releasing emotions. I have cried during acupuncture. And I've also felt like I've gone to a really, like, deep meditative state during acupuncture.
When have you done it?
This year. I used to go once a week. Yeah.
Is it kind of scary the first time?
No. Because I've had it done before. I had it done years ago for anxiety. And that time I had it done, I had it, like, Addison, just done in my face. But this time around, I had it done on my whole... I had it on my abdomen and my feet and my legs and my face and my hands.
Does it hurt?
No, there's a couple spots that sometimes hurt. Like, there's a spot on your pinky. It's just uncomfortable. And there was a spot on my foot that hurt really bad. But when a good acupuncturist, though, too, will be like, or when they're done putting them all in, are any uncomfortable. And they'll move them and adjust them. Like, one time I had one in my foot that I was like, yeah, that actually hurts really bad. And she just, like, moved it and it was fine.
Does it activate, like, your nerves?
So... it's all about, like, you have chi, your energy, and then there's supposed to be, like, a proper flow of it.
Okay.
And so it can be blocked, and so it activates, I think, your nervous system.
That can unleash.
Yeah, and, like, blood flow and shit.
That part was sad for me for Addison, because, like, we've all been there where we, like, don't, we think we're fine, we're pushing through, and then, like... we're not fine. And at the end of the first episode, I wrote, sad, nervous laughing from Addison makes me sad. Like, when she finds out that, like, she can't...
She can't have
kids. And she does that, like, ha, 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 ha. And it, like, disintegrates into this, like, what have I been doing, wasting my time?
Right.
Like, and I just think that's, like, the saddest... because, again, we've talked about this last week, I think. Like, Addison is this powerful woman, amazing career, all this stuff, but doesn't have the thing that makes her happy. But she's already at this age where, like, it's like life has passed her by.
Okay, listeners, I'm about to get real personal. Okay. You can get as personal as you want.
Okay.
I'll get as personal as I want.
Okay.
So, watching Addison, do you ever feel that way about, like, having kids?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I don't feel ready yet.
Right.
And, like... and I don't really want to, and I'm okay with that decision. But I'm also, like, at an age where, like, most people are starting by now.
Right. I have this huge... and I'm about to get real vulnerable, listeners. I have this huge fear because I have PCOS. I've never said this on this podcast. And any women out there who have PCOS, shout out. It's really fucking hard. And I love you, and my heart goes out to you. but it can take women years to get pregnant when they have PCOS. And so I feel like, fuck, I should at like I should just be trying, even like not trying, you know, right. because I probably can't get pregnant anyway. Right. So I'm so afraid that I'm going to get to this point like Addison where like I'm actually ready and my ticker is going to be like, it's not actually possible anymore. You should have been doing fertility treatment years ago.
Right.
So I like really felt for Addison's storyline because I am not ready to have children right. at all. But it is something that I think about often. Like, I don't know, maybe I should start looking into it now. So actually when I am ready, like my right. body will be prepared.
Right.
To do that.
That's really interesting. And how shitty that we have to even like
think about that.
Right. Cause you're not taught that as a little girl. Like it's like, oh, when you want to have babies, you have babies.
Yeah.
It's not like
you fall in love. Right. You get married. You.
Right. It's not like, oh no, like there's a timeline. And I think that's why it's really important work. What Shonda Rhimes does with the show is like brings that to light. I'm sure there was a lot of women watching the show at that time that could relate.
Yeah.
And her like nervous laugh, cry, panic of like, oh my God, like what if, because in that moment, I feel like none of the stuff she's been doing matters anymore.
Right. And even though she has, and if you listen to our bonus episode, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, but she has all these crazy fucking credentials.
Right.
Like she has done incredible work for her career, but she gets to this point where she realizes like, it's not my career I want.
Right. I want a kid.
Yeah.
And also to think that like she did have one with Mark Sloan.
Right.
That's like, I think the biggest twist in this whole thing that makes it even harder for her, which again is like such an edgy topic for Shonda Rhimes to like bring up.
Right.
So I feel it also gives, no wonder this pilot got picked up. It's a really good, unique arching storyline that like isn't talked about a lot on television. Most people like on television want to have a kid.
Yeah.
There's never like, don't see in television the challenge of it.
Yeah, like the struggle. And I think like we don't know what people are going through. And I think there are more women than we realize who are struggling to get pregnant.
This happens all the time.
Yeah. And it's a really painful thing for them, if maybe just them, maybe them and their partner, whatever. Right. I don't remember if Private Practice does this, and if they do, then I take back what I'm about to say, but I kind of wish they'd talk more about like Addison's choice to have an abortion and how that makes her feel. Like, does she feel regret that she did or shame or whatever? It's just kind of like, I could have had Mark's baby. And I think there could be a really great conversation there about like, and maybe they do in Grey's a little bit. And when she tells Callie, like, it wasn't right. Like, I wanted Derek's baby.
Right. I don't think they dove into it too much because I think it's like a scary place.
Right, but I wish they would.
Yeah. I agree with you on that. Also, maybe like she hasn't processed it. I mean, it's been probably like 2 years since it happened.
And maybe, you know, it takes a long time to process.
Right. So
a lot of
I just
shit.
Think it's incredible even that there's a storyline that reflects that.
Yeah.
And that we, none of us really look at Addison and are pissed at her. You know what I mean? Like, no one, I mean, not that I would be anyways. I don't feel that way about that topic. But I just think it's a brilliant way that she brings in like edgy, in quote, topics in a way that you like care for the human and you like empathize.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, and I think a lot of our listeners too would agree that like a lot of our listeners' favorite character is Addison.
Yeah.
Yep. They just.
They love her.
Yeah. And I think because she is a strong woman who is super intelligent, but I mentioned this in the bonus episode that she's very confident in her career, but she is not confident in her personal life herself.
She's and this a dynamic is, character. I think that's what they call those.
Yeah. And so this is, I think a lot of us as women can relate to her and men too. I'm sure men can relate to that feeling as well. But it is interesting too that like, so she finds out she can't have a baby. And so she kind of flexes her career muscles in private practice. And, you know, like...
I bet it makes her feel, like, on stable ground again.
Yeah.
Like, well, I can control this. So let me, like, insert myself into this.
And I wonder how, like, give me special privileges or whatever. I wonder... I am interested for people who, if you are in the medical community, like, how common is that actually to, like, be visiting and be like, I need special privileges at this hospital? Because it happens all the time in Grey's Anatomy and all the time in private practice.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I want to know if that's actually really a
thing. If that's real.
Yeah.
Also, I think I just thought, because my next note was this episode means babies are important. But then I just was thinking further that, like, I mean, in that crazy triangle of humans, there's a woman that couldn't get pregnant. And so this was her option, was to use that surrogate who then fell in love. And so it gives Addison a moment to, like, talk with that woman.
Yes.
And like, and relate.
How did you feel about Addison, like, how she spoke to the people?
I loved that part when she was like,
yeah.
Karen, is that the person?
Kind of, like, told them off.
Yeah, told them off. And said, like, the baby is a girl, if you were one. You
yeah.
know what I mean? Like, that. I loved that speech. The only thing I'm a little confused about, other than, again, it's setting up a pilot with interest to watch, is, like, to me, like, why does Addison make out with Pete? Like...
Yeah, that is...
I mean, like...
I don't know.
Like, there was sexual tension, and he's hot, and he's a doctor, and she is lost a little bit. But, like, to me, I was like, I don't feel like the first time you go, that's what happens in life.
No.
Like, you...
Doesn't seem fair, does it?
No. How does she get to make out with, like, three hot guys in 1 week?
I don't know.
But I just said, like, wait, what is this? Also, it's... Oh, a stairwell, because they make out in a stairwell.
Oh, yeah.
I just think it's to get you interested.
So, like, yeah. Well, and him, well, but then I was kind of like, it kind of sucked because it was like, wait, that was a pity makeout because he was like, I was just reminding you that like you're sex, like, or like yeah. you're not dried up or whatever. I was like, yeah, that translates to pity.
Right.
And
right, right.
that would, then I would be like, well, I feel even worse now.
Right, like, I'm going to make you feel something.
Yeah. Like,
I do think it was cool though that they made, but before it ended, like Pete is also a dynamic character where we learn that his wife died.
Right.
So he's not just like some person, like he has a crazy backstory too.
Yeah.
So I think again, like it's that fine line of like, yeah, it's weird. They probably wouldn't have made out, but he has an interesting storyline. Let's see where this goes.
Yeah. And I think they did that. I mean, they established that with like, as confusing as these fucking episodes were, I think they established enough for Private Practice, I think they did a good job.
Yeah.
Like, where it was, like, Violet obviously got out of this long-term relationship. She is struggling with being a therapist and, like, on emotionally stable ground.
Her and Cooper are on weird ground.
Yes. Cooper is, like, a child.
Yes.
And then...
Sam and Naomi, we don't know what happened.
Yeah, but they got divorced and,
right.
like, they still work together.
Right.
And then Del wants to fuck Naomi, which is weird. And then there's Pete, you know?
Yeah.
Like, so...
There's a single hot guy. There's
Yeah. And I think it was... If I can put myself back in the shoes of, like, the first time ever seeing this, I think as a viewer, I would be intrigued by Private Practice.
Mm-hmm.
I think...
I want to know why Sam broke up with Naomi. Like, number
right.
one, that's my... And I want to see Addison... have a baby.
Yeah.
Or
and
like,
I think that's the important part is
exactly.
there we had to be pulled to a storyline to Private Practice about Addison. And
we have to
want
follow a character we love.
And yeah, we want her to have her happy ending. And it turns out her happy ending is having a baby, which is all of Private Practice.
Yes.
If you really watch it, like she struggles with that through six
which
seasons.
Which is cool because like Grey's is already like about a woman and I mean, as of not anymore, I would say it's not. But in the beginning, it's Meredith and Derek are the
yeah.
focus. And so I think it's interesting to see that she starts a brand new show on completely different grounds.
Yeah.
So.
Sometimes I almost wish that, like, Grey's Anatomy, I'm sorry, listeners, was over. Because, like, with Private Practice having six seasons, there felt like there was a really focus.
Yeah.
Like, it was about Addison,
yep.
Montgomery Shepherd, lose the Shepherd, wanting a baby, and her character arcs, and then she gets the baby, and,
yeah.
like, it ends. Whereas Grey's Anatomy, it's like, it just keeps going, and, like, Meredith, there's not much more space for her to,
know.
You know?
I'm wondering if, I really think it will end soonish. Like,
yeah.
I mean, and I think the character arc will be, right now we're in, like, this extended part of the lull of, like, Meredith and Derek, and then, you know, this, and then they go through trouble and whatever, and they grow, and they have kids, and then Derek dies, spoiler alert. and then it's Meredith finding her grounds on being this, like, confident. I mean, like, it was only the finale episode where she said something like, mommy had the love of her life. Like,
right.
And I think she's coming to terms with that. And I also think Karev is a big part of this because he's another one of the original characters. So I think before Grey's End, it's going to wrap up storylines on, like, Bailey, Chief, Karev, Meredith. I feel like those, like, the originals.
Yeah.
They need to have some sort of, like, closure, which I feel like Karev is close to now.
Yep.
Meredith is close to.
Yeah, I mean, she's gotten Harper Avery.
Yeah, exactly. Bailey.
Harper Avery?
Bailey, it might be the
it's
next
word. That's not what it's called, is it?
Yeah, Harper Avery.
Oh, it is.
Bailey is taking her little sabbatical or whatever that means.
Chief is married.
Chief needs to retire.
Yeah.
Yeah, Annie's married. You're right. Like, I think we're on the down. We have to be.
Yeah, because there's not. You can't, like, re-arc. Like, it's just.
I mean, you can if it's a soap opera.
Is that what Grey's Anatomy is becoming? I feel like we're getting, like, kind of deep. And I know we said we were going to talk about Private Practice, but it's fine.
I think we did.
Because this is our own fucking podcast. Yeah. We'll do whatever we want.
I feel like, and also, like, these interns, again, the last round of interns that we truly were invested in were, like, April and them. Like, that group.
Well, I do. Joe. Oh, I think we got kind of invested in them. But, I guess what I'm saying is, like, Private Practice, like, they had their crazy shit like Grey's Anatomy has, but it was like a storyline about Addison and these other people. And then it, like, I don't know, it probably ended because of ratings, but I actually think it did well to end in six seasons.
Totally.
What are we on fucking 14 with Grey's Anatomy?
And it signed down for like at least one more for sure.
Yeah.
Two. So yeah, I don't know how it's going to go.
Yeah.
But I agree with you that Private Practice is a good arc and it had a good starting point.
Yeah. It's a good storyline of, like, a woman leaving, like, coming to Seattle to be with her husband, who then doesn't want her, and she cheated on him. And, like, her last hurrah of, like, trying to make a life for herself in somewhere she never even really wanted to be.
Right.
And so go and meet up with old-time friends, establish that they've been friends for a really long time, and try something new.
Yep, yep. I think it's a good fit, and I think... I mean, that's why I think it was as successful as it was.
Yeah. So, I mean, we're not going to rate it yet because...
We're going to wait till the end.
And we'll probably wait to do...
And we're not really going into each character because we're not going to see them again. So.
Yeah, sorry. We're not doing a Private Practice podcast. So, if you want to do it, you can.
That's all I have, actually, on Private Practice.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have... anything else, really.
Me either.
All right, cool.
All right, well, okay, so next week we're going to hit on what happened at Seattle Grace. We'll just jump right into it.
Yeah, or maybe we'll...
Or maybe we'll chit-chat a little bit.
We'll just see what happens.
But we love you, and time of death...
is 2140.
Beep.